Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Oh, any thought with Tua starting now, post week six, in getting a good look and what we need to do, be it move on or whatever, that we're going to have...
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? These nine games, like ten games to see if we got a real quarterback. Like maybe is that a part of go ahead and jumping there? Maybe
I think this is all about winning, bro.
So that's just added caveat. That's a bonus.
They have to find out about him anyways. There's going to be a time that you got to play him. There's a time you got to make the next take the next chapter. I think this move is all about winning. I think this move
all
is,
the other advantages are secondary.
I think they it's seen, about I w. think they've seen enough in practice. They've seen enough in the classroom. They saw enough in that game. And then Flo meets with them every Tuesday that he's like, dude, this kid is ready. Like, when you bring him in and you're winning and the guy he's replacing doesn't really deserve to get benched, then you're telling me that you've done a good job, but we got somebody better.
I love that about Flo being in the – like, he's the one that he knows firsthand because he's been sitting there watching this kid.
Right.
It isn't like Gailey or Fitz or somebody saying, hey, man, the kid's doing – no, Flo's seeing it firsthand. I love that.
Yeah, that's why I think this is all about – in their – now, they may not end up winning. It may be a rocky road. They may not go well, and they may be wrong. But – everything that I see, the way I read it, they feel like they're making the right move and they're making a move to win. That's the only way I look at this. Now, listen, there's a negative to everything in life. And if you're not willing to take chances, then you're not willing to actually try to succeed. You're going to have to take some chances sometimes. And at this point, they feel like this is the kind of gamble that will elevate them. Now, could it actually set them back? Yeah. If Tua's not ready, if Tua looks like a deer in headlights, if Tua makes a ton of mistakes, then you will lose the team. The coach will also lose a little respect in the locker room because they'll say, well, you see, we could have stayed with the veteran, but you went with the rookie. And everybody could be on board right now with the whole Tua thing. But that doesn't mean that they have to agree with you when he fails. When he fails, they're not going to say, well, you know, I understand the decision with Flo. They're not going to say that. They're going to say, Flo made a bad decision and screwed all of us. He should know better. He's the coach. And Flo knows that. But again, if you're not willing to take the gamble, then you won't find out. If your gut, if your eyes, if your mind tells you, dude, Tua's doing everything I need. I think he's ready already. Let's make the move. Then you make the move. You know, you got to have some cojones in this life. It is what it is. I mean, we could have sat home and just done the podcast and never get out in public all throughout the pandemic. But we didn't because we wanted to move forward with the podcast. We want, no matter, even if it's a pandemic, there'll be less people out there. That's fine. But still, some people will see us. And throughout the entire pandemic, thank the Lord, we've been at every place. Part of the sacrifice, part of taking chances. This is the way it goes. Well, and things can go wrong, right? For either one of us could go wrong. And it hasn't, thank the Lord again. But this is what Flores has to do. And I'm on board 100% with him there. Even if it fails, I get it. I understand. He has already proven to me in a year and six games that he's all about winning. So this move, in his eyes, is all about winning and nothing else.